It's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam.
1969, the Vietnam War, Richard Nixon, civil unrest, Country Joe and the Fish, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Richie Havens, rain, mud, the brown acid, Jimi Hendrix and the Star-Spangled Banner, all images from Woodstock 50 years ago. Be celebrated Friday at the Lovin' Cup. We got Willie O'Reilly. You helped put this thing together, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having me.
How many musicians you got?
Oh, geez, we're up to over 40 now, mm-hmm. I think.
So what's the idea? Are you going to recreate the whole thing?
Well, I mean, if we could cram 3 days into 4 hours, we could. But, yeah, we're going to have to hit up all the highlights, you know. We try to pick some of the more memorable performances. But yeah, we are going to try to actually recreate performances from the show.
Mm-hmm. Who did you pick out as standouts that you had to be a part of this?
Well, I mean, the band that we got, the core band, because the way it's going to work is we have one backing band and then we're bringing up a ton of special guests. So I'm using my favorite guys, the guys that we did the last Waltz show with. It's Alan Murphy, Kyle Vock, all from Mighty High and Dry, Matt Rammerman, Matt Bevan Perkins, Chris Potter, Louis Carrion. Just some of my favorite musicians in town.
Yeah, you did a celebration of the 50th anniversary of the film The Last Waltz about what was in the band's last show, supposedly.
Yeah.
And that was at the German House. That was, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah. 40th anniversary. And, same idea. You know, they did the same thing, brought a bunch of special guest musicians in, mm-hmm. so.
The Woodstock show itself became more than just music. It represents a time in our history that was very difficult. What did you see coming out of that? What are the lessons that we're supposed to be picking up from that now, 50 years from now?
Well, I mean, I think you can see some parallels with some unhappiness with the way things are going, you know, in today's times. So I think there's some parallels to be drawn there. But, you know, I will say, you know, we want it to be all about the music. And I feel like that was a big part of the original Woodstock was let's get together and just celebrate life and each other and music and try to come together.
Who are the essential performances from Woodstock 50 years ago?
Jimi Hendrix, I think, was a huge standout. Janis Joplin. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, who it was... you know, their second gig ever playing. I mean, obviously they all played in other bands before, but they came together, and I think, you know, it's really cool to hear what they did there because you can hear the songs were very raw, and they're still kind of working out, and which is just amazing because, you know, the vocals, the fact that they can just sort of throw that together and sound like angels singing together.
Are there it was any pretty very, very quirky performances that you're going to try to recreate?
Well, there's the Country Joe McDonald, yeah. Which we're still trying to figure out how accurate we're going to go. The fish chant, the four letter F word, which became the fish chant. You know, because the show that we're putting on, obviously, it's going to be open to, you know, families and children. So we got to consider some of those things, but we're going to try to be as authentic as we can without, you know, causing some serious trouble.
And how about the rain and the mud and the brown acid? How are you going to deal with that?
Yeah. Well, see, the way we look at it is obviously we want to have good weather, but if there is rain, then we'll just chalk it up to, we're just trying to be authentic like Woodstock and, you know, the show will go on. If some mud pits form naturally, then so be it. You know, it'll all just be part of the show.
Hey, Willie Riley putting together the big Woodstock celebration. Now that we don't have a official one by the one that was canceled, we got one here in Rochester. So thank you, Willie. And that's Friday at Love and Cook.
That's right.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. I don't know why.
kiss this guy.